A few days later, we went with Nicky on a rather lovely overnight hike that she had organised up Dundle Hill near Waitomo. We started out through bush and, climbing higher, emerged onto grassy farmland dotted with little copses. Walking through woods, Ian spied two wild pigs. Man and pig stared at each other for a frozen second. It's not clear who was more surprised, before sow and piglet scuttled off into the undergrowth. We climbed up a not-so-little hill to arrive, breathless and legsore, at a huge cabin at the very summit where we were to spend the night. Described as a New Age hut, this luxury dwelling boasted bunk rooms for dozens of people and a common room with veranda to match. We had it all to ourselves, which the guestbook indicated was not unusual. We admired superb 270-degree vistas over the green Waitomo landscape, tranquil hilly pasture and woodland, set off by the snow-covered peaks of Naruahoe and Ruapehu in the distance. We continued the circular route next day, beginning with a steep descent down a narrow ridge to where the Waitomo River emerges from a large opening in a limestone cliff to begin its meandering journey. We followed the stream valley back into pastures, silent apart from the occasional bleating of sheep, obviously surprised to see visitors. Finally, we entered the lower bush, had lunch beside a spectacular little gorge, and returned to the car.